The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. The number of news podcasts rose by almost a third this year, according to a new report by the Reuters Institute released today. There's a free webinar tomorrow. Details are in our show notes and our newsletter. Also there, the top streamed podcasts in Spotify for 2019. The most popular was Spotify original, the Joe Budden podcast with Rory and Mal. Maximum Media, the owner of Irish publisher Joe.ie, has been accused of using click farms to grow the figures for its weekly business podcast, The Capital B, which was hosted on SoundCloud. Ireland's largest media agency has suspended its contracts with the company. Its founder, Niall McGarry, has left the Irish business, and ad agencies are calling for more granular data to help spot click fraud. We would note Maximum Media is on the IAB's Publisher Council in Ireland, yet continues to post its podcasts on SoundCloud, a publisher which isn't IAB compliant. Go on, lads, pick one. Either one. Apple have also published their best of the year lists. Anchor gets a mention in an app trend of the year for storytelling. Tech Radar reports they've also chosen podcasts too. We can't see where. Another sign of the audio revolution, audiobooks will outsell ebooks in 2020. The data is for the UK, where audiobooks are predicted to make nearly $150 million next year. CNBC has signed with Megaphone for podcast hosting and monetization. SoundCloud, them again, have announced that everyone can now upload original lossless HD files for free. They have changed their free upload limit, though, and we'd remind you that their podcast hosting service doesn't have the new Apple Podcast categories launched in August, nor the new Apple iTunes tags from 2017. Its tags are also not IAB compliant. Radio Public has ended their paid listens program, launched in February 2018. And yesterday, we wondered if Apple's new and noteworthy was beginning to get stale in Australia. Well, that's nothing in comparison to their new and noteworthy section in Flanders in Belgium. That features podcasts from 2013, lectures from 2015, and podcasts in Turkish and Spanish, one promising to guide new students for the 2016-2017 academic year in a Mexican university. In advice today, what should you do with your podcast over the holidays? Teha has some thoughts, so we'll be doing option three. And Melissa Monte has some ideas on how to raise your podcast's profile. And in podcasts, this is going to be good. Podcast Movement Sessions is back for a new season. Dan Franks tells Pod News that they've invested heavily into the production this season to shed light on some of the most important and sometimes sensitive and controversial topics in the space. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net. And here's where we might sometimes add a trailer. Here's a question for you. Do you like those, or do you find them a bit annoying? You can email me, editor@podnews.net, and I'll do whatever you want.